Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. I asked you this question off air before the show. The idea of the NBA draft coming up. If the Blazers find themselves picking fourth, fifth, sixth in this draft, a draft that is considered to be flat, not having a franchise-changing or altering player that you can clearly say, yes, that guy is a foundational building piece. Are you drafting for fit, or are you taking the best player available? Because what happens if the Blazers go to pick and Nikola Topic, who is a 6'5", 6'6", ball-handling guard, is the best player on the board? Do the Blazers have the ability to say no to him if he's the best player available and the players after him are going to go, I don't know. Let's say the biggest swing on the board is a guard. Are you saying no to that?
I don't think you can say yes. I mean, think like all of a sudden, everything that you do to untangle the mess that Neil O'Shea created with a guard-dependent lineup, that you continue to go down that cycle if you draft another guard. Like, this is something that, look, I hate this for Joe Cronin in the spot that he is in, because if you draft another guard, the fan base revolts.
Even if that player turns out to be incredibly good, the sins of the father.
But where does he fit in, even if he is really good, where does he fit on this roster? Mm-hmm. Because either you're admitting that Scoot Henderson is not the guy, mm-hmm, at three who you drafted just a year ago, or
you're willing to let them figure it out.
Okay, but at the same time, then you just have this backlog of players, mm-hmm, at one position, which that sounds familiar, mm, and they're guys that aren't going to get you over the top and be competitive immediately. Like, this is nightmare fuel for Joe Cronin, because you, at the same time, if you go for need and you're drafting for need and filling that roster, this draft isn't it. Mm-hmm. This draft isn't it. So I think you have to go with the need over the best player available, despite the fact your roster isn't ready to have, like, pass up greatness. Even at the guard positions, when you have Anthony Simons and you have Scoot Henderson, I think what you're doing is you're getting on the phone and you're asking for a trade and seeing, yeah, who's going to trade for Scoot and or Ant, and then you...
Or the player at that spot.
Or the player at that spot. But that, you're not going to be getting a whole heck of a lot of return. You're going to be getting draft assets in return. And you're saying, all right, can we trade one of our existing players that will have a greater value for something that we can trade for need at a position, as opposed to trading that draft pick where you're probably just slotting yourself back further in the draft where you already have Golden State's pick, mm-hmm, anyway. And you're all of a sudden acquiring multiple young guys that still aren't getting you over the hump. I think you try to draft that best player available, even if he is a guard,
mm-hmm,
and then trying to trade one of the other two that you have there currently. I think that's the only play that you can get, but you're admitting that either Scoot ain't it and we're going guard this year, or you're going and saying, our lone creator on this team right now, Anthony Simons, we're going to let him go, and we're going to try to develop two very young guards with, and look, we're not kidding ourselves here. It is the three and the fours where they need to upgrade the most.
Yes. And the thing about this, that I think there's a door number three here where they could take a guard, and it would be detrimental on the public side, quote unquote. I don't think it would, and this is a hypothetical, this is not the way I would go. I don't think it would mean the end of Scoot as much as it is, let's see what happens here. But the flip side of this is, I was talking to an executive, I want to say probably 2 years ago. Might have been at Hoop Summit. And we were talking about players in draft and stockpiling assets. And I mentioned a wing, and I was like, man, imagine if you guys had drafted that guy and this guy. And he goes, well, that guy wouldn't have been that guy, because we would have probably split development time between the two of them. You have to prioritize the development time. Otherwise, you can't. It's not going to work. When you try to split it between two guys like that, you have to make that decision. And or one guy doesn't rise to the top. I talked to somebody else, though, who was like, if you bring in a couple of dogs and you throw one bone in there, you go full Joker and say, whoever comes out alive comes out alive. That's a development method, too. It's a more drastic one.
It's not one that will appease the fan base, or no. I don't think it appeases ownership either.
No, but
this is why
it is a way to perhaps find a guy going forward.
From May 12th, when the draft lottery is, until the draft, was it June 18th?
I think it is the 18th.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe Cronin will not sleep. I mean, and I feel for him because
26th.
Also,
this is, excuse me, 26th and 27th.
No goodness.
Which I will tell you right now, I've talked to multiple GMs and they all hate the idea of a 2-day. It's dumb.
Nobody's going to care about the second day of the NBA.
It was described draft to me as fake hustle.
It really is. It'll be a 1-day draft in 2025.
Yeah.
But Joe Cronin is in a spot where, I mean, he's got to make moves to make this roster exponentially better heading into next year. And maybe not positioning themselves in a place to win, like, and be a contending team next year.
They have to make more sense.
But you have got to show that this team is taking a dramatic step forward to competing for the playoffs and in a playoff spot.
I don't think that this is necessarily to take a step forward in wins. They have to take a step forward in making sense.
I wholeheartedly disagree. They need to win more games next year.
Well, then you're not getting a chance at Cooper Flagg.
Well, and that's going to be a really, because this is the thing that would be what, year five?
It's year two.
But
if you have Damian Lillard on your team, you are not rebuilding. I don't care what anybody says. If you have a first ballot Hall of Famer in the
down.
Front,
like they shut everybody down 2 years in a row for for draft picks, though, we saw what happened at the end of the year. They weren't competing to win games. Like, and that's the reality. Like, that is where they were. And I understand where you're coming from with it. They weren't rebuilding.
No.
They were not rebuilding. But what the – and I'm talking this solely from a fan base standpoint.
Sure.
In ownership and the front office, they may be on the same page in that regard. And I don't disagree with you in that. This fan base is going to go absolutely
– they couldn't handle this year.
If they go down another road where you're not making a dramatic step forward. Because that's not what any fan base wants to go through. And how long, and we've already talked about this. If you're talking about the longest stretch of consecutive losing seasons in Blazers history,
mm-hmm.
we're there. And like that is where I think the fan base, apathy is the worst thing that can happen to the fan base. And I think that from a fan base standpoint, that's where things really start turning because people have still been showing up to games. Like,
yeah, for all of the TV stuff and the organization, I will tell you full heartedly, they are not going to let that happen going forward. The lack of access to the games, the attendance is only down 8%.
In that,
so people are still in the building,
and I think that's where it turns. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for everybody, the people in text, like, well, I'm not showing up. Guess what? So everyone else is.
Well, and you bet, and that is the whole thing with it, taking a big step forward. Like, you watch every single game.
Mm-hmm.
People that have been watching this team competes their butts off.
Yeah.
They are void of depth.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries have ravaged them.
And I think
and if you take a big step forward, you are competing for and I'm not saying like a top four seed. I'm saying that you're competing for that play-in, right?
Well, the other side of this is, I think this year would have been drastically different, not in a performance standpoint, but in a vibes, a feeling standpoint. If Scoot doesn't crater into the side of the mountain to start the season and Shaden doesn't get hurt. If those two things don't happen, you have two very strong storylines that should carry you for the season. But Scoot, number one, starting poorly and then getting hurt. Ant getting hurt, and then Shaden getting hurt, on top of Rob getting hurt. It made what should have been even a bad season enjoyable.
Yeah.
Not enjoyable out of the gate.
Yep.
On top of the TV stuff. So the first 6-8 weeks of the season were so detrimental out of the gate that it made the entire season feel crappy.
And this team wasn't going to win.
They weren't going to hit the over. Fully healthy, they were not hitting the over.
But it went and it took such a weird turn.
Right out of the gate.
That is why you've got to take I think for this fan base.
They need something to galvanize. That's the thing they need.
And that has to translate to wins and losses too.
But that's the thing is, I think in that galvanizing force, and I don't think it's going to be a guard because you look at this draft class, there's not that many guards. I threw that out there just to kind of throw the wrench in this, but I think they will take in this. They have demonstrated this, taking the biggest swing in the draft. Look, Scoot was a swing, regardless of how you feel about him. He was the guy that has the most potential. You could talk about the Thompson twins. Neither one of them's ever going to be able to shoot ever. As bad as Scoot has been as a shooter, Amen and Asar are worse. They're high level role players. They never had the ceiling that Scoot has, which Scoot still has. It's not gone. There's an opportunity still there, and this summer will go a long way to figuring out which way that goes. But they took the swing before that. They took a swing on a guy in Shaden Sharpe, like a guy who did not play college basketball, who burst onto the scene during COVID and EYBL.
And this is like the big issue, though. If you swing and you don't even connect. That is where we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
I mean, and as good as we've seen the sparks from Shaden Sharpe, he gets hurt, and that's not a fault of his own.
No, just it happens.
Or the Blazers organization. But at the same time,
mm-hmm. timing matters.
You're missing on that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where fan bases can only have so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.